So you were a child and a young person in the 1980s.
Yes.
Did you ever have to receive blood or blood products in that time?
No, I never did, but my mother did.
Okay. That also happens to be like the hottest era for the AIDS HIV crisis. Can you tell me what you thought and felt about that at the time?
Oh, I remember, this, I don't know, maybe I was a weird kid, but I remember learning about Ryan White. I must have been in 7th or 8th grade, because Ryan White and I were about the same age. And I remember reading in Time magazine or something about him. And I remember seeing on television that people were protesting him going, being allowed to go to school, and just being horrified by that, because I've always had a really solid sense of social justice and what is right and what is wrong ever since I was a young child. And I knew that he had hemophilia, and I knew that he had developed HIV, gotten HIV and developed AIDS because he had received transfusions, or because, I didn't know at the time if he received factor or not. So I know that's how he got it. And I knew my mother had received transfusions. And I remember from the time that I was probably about 12 until I was in college, the doctors, they would, chart when she had transfusions and how long. At that time, they really didn't know. They're like, well, we're going to start testing you when the Western blot came out and the ELISA tests that came out. We're going to start testing you. And if we can go 10 years, then we can say that you don't have it, because she did receive so many transfusions during the late 70s. And I think her last transfusion might have been 82 or 83 time frame. Full, solidly within that time frame of contaminated blood. And I remember that, every time she'd go to get the test, she'd be nervous, she'd be worried. And I remember when I went to college, the opportunity to be an intern and be a public health educator. It was an HIV AIDS grant that paid for that opportunity for us. And the interviewer for the position, there were six of us that were chosen. She said, "What is your experience with HIV/AIDS?" And I'm like, "Well, my mother lived for 10 years with fear that she had it because of these transfusions." And you share that when you live with someone. And I knew her diagnosis. I knew the potential for that and to worry. And she had a friend who died of AIDS. And so I knew just how, horrible that entire process is, could be, was at that time. The stigma, the prejudice, the fear, the lack of treatment, and the entire process of dying. It was just absolutely awful, absolutely devastating. And I got the position, and I would go and I would lecture college students and pass out condoms and teach them about HIV and other STIs. But as far back, so like I said, 7th or 8th grade, learning about Ryan White, and I remember having health class in 10th grade. And in that time, I'd continue to read about it. I was always fascinated with the clinical aspect of diseases, and I was absolutely fascinated with the HIV virus because of how precise it was, how it targeted certain T cells. And I was really, I was a smart kid. So I was constantly looking for more resources, medical journals. What could I read, about this? And I continued that in college, taking genetics classes. But I remember my 10th grade teacher in health standing up there, and she was an older woman, and she was close to retirement. And she's standing up there going, "Well, today in sex ed, we have to talk about AIDS. And don't do this, don't do that, and don't kiss because it's in the saliva." And I said, no, it's not." And she's like, "Well, what do you know about this?" And I remember I stood up in front of the class and I said, "Well, I just read in the Journal, of American Medicine that, and I listed off exactly what I had read and put her in her place." And she was not happy. But to me, I identified with Ryan White, and it was personal to me that she, as a teacher, would be part of spreading that prejudice and stigma. So that's one of the biggest things that I remember from that time.